Choosing your own greatness. The choices we are faced with every day of our lives determine the direction in which we grow, the ways in which we change, or if we change or grow at all. Taking responsibility for your own life, not blaming others, building loving relationships, discovering the power of forgiveness, goal setting. You have been listening as Dr. Dyer's personal experiences have illuminated the importance of these positive life choices. We now would like to introduce you to yet another side of Wayne Dyer in this very special recording, never before heard in this form. It is an essay written and read by Dr. Dyer at a time in his life when he was first ready to express the underlying principle upon which all his realization of inner strengthening has been built. And to this day, he advocates that all of humanity, all of us, can work toward making choices that lead us to true self-actualization. In this essay, Dr. Dyer speaks of a person, a portrait, if you will, of someone who is completely self-actualized, not as a mythical person, not as a goal for anyone, but as a look at what it can mean to be alive and functioning at one's fullest potential. Let's listen now as Dr. Dyer describes the circumstances which led him to draw this portrait of the kind of free-spirited person we all desire to be.
I had just talked to my daughter, and we had a beautiful conversation about her first experience on a horse, horseback riding. And I finished talking to her, and I felt so loving and so good and so happy that she was willing to try so many things that so many kids her age were afraid of. And I said, this is the moment. And I went upstairs and sealed myself off. And when I came down, this is exactly word for word what I wrote without one correction. The person who is devoid of all erroneous zone behavior may seem to be a fictional character to you, but being free from erroneous zone activities is not a mythological concept, nor a fictionalized account of a Superman created in the mind of a dreamy novelist. Being fully functioning is a very real possibility for you. And complete present moment mental health can be a choice. The rest of this final zone is devoted to a description of how a person who is free from erroneous zones think and behaves, both in mind and actual living experiences. You will see this development of an individual who is unique, separated out from the majority of people, and always distinguishable by an uncanny ability to be creatively alive in virtually all life-space moments. Non-erroneous zone people, which I now call NEZ, N-E-Z, are different from the normals in our world. While they look very much like everyone else, if you observe very closely, you'll note distinct qualities, none of which are racial, socioeconomic, or sexual, which disconnects them from so many other people. They do not fit neatly into any role definition, job descriptions, geographic patterns, educational levels, or financial statistics. There's a different quality about them, but the different part is not discernible by scanning the traditional external factors that typify many efforts at classifying people. They may be rich or poor, male or female, black or white, living anywhere, doing just anything. Watch them. Listen. This is what you'll discover. First, and most obviously, you see a person who likes virtually everything about life. Yep, this is a liker. A person who is comfortable doing just about anything. And one who wastes no time in complaining or wishing that things were otherwise. They are enthusiastic about life, and they want all that they can get out of it. They like picnics, movies, books, sports, concerts, cities, farms, animals, mountains, and just about anything that you can include in your list. They just plain like. When you're around them, you'll note a startling absence of grumbling, moaning, or even passive sighing. If it rains, they like it. If it's hot, they dig it, rather than croak about it. If they're in a traffic jam, or at a party, or all alone, they simply deal with what is there. No pretending to enjoy, but a sensible acceptance of what is, and an outlandish ability to delight in virtually everything. Ask them what they don't like, and they are hard-pressed to come up with an honest answer. They don't have sense enough to come in out of the rain. Why? Because the rain doesn't send them into a fury. They observe it, splash around in it, and accept it as a part of what it means to be alive. Do they like cats? Yes. Bears? Yes. Worms? Yep. You'll be hard-pressed to come up with things, events, people, activities, or ideas that they dislike. They live. And while such annoyances as disease germs, droughts, mosquitoes, floods, and the like are not warmly embraced by Nez people, they never spend any of their present moments complaining about them or wishing that they weren't so. If situations need to be eradicated, then they will very likely work as eradicators, enjoying themselves and living all of their present moments. Try as you might, you'll have a tough time coming up with something they'll dislike doing. Truly, they are likers of life, and they wallow in all of it, getting out of it all that is possible for them. A Nez person is free from guilt and all of the attendant anxiety that goes with using up your present moments, being immobilized over past events. Certainly, they can admit to making mistakes, and they can vow to avoid repeating certain behaviors that are counterproductive in any way. But they do not waste their time wishing they hadn't done something, or being upset because they dislike something that they had done at an earlier moment in their life. Complete freedom from guilt will be the shocking behavior that you will observe in your Nez person. No lamenting the past, and no efforts to make others choose their own guilt by asking such inane questions as, "Why didn't you do it differently?" or "Aren't you ashamed of yourself?" and so on. They seem to recognize that life lived through is just that, and no amount of feeling bad will alter the past. While they practice this non-guilt on themselves without any effort, because it is natural, they are remarkably free from even helping others use guilt for themselves, because they see with a third internal eye that feeling bad in the present moment only reinforces a poor self-image, and that learning from the past is a far superior tack over remonstrating about the past. You'll never see them manipulating others by telling them how bad they've been, nor will you be able to manipulate them with the same tactics. They won't get angry at you. They'll simply ignore it and see you as someone who is a guilt dispenser. Rather than being upset at you, they'll go away or they'll change the subject. Hence, you won't even recognize that the very strategy that works so beautifully on most people has failed dismally on your Nez friend. Rather than smear themselves and others with guilt, they just unceremoniously pass when it comes along. Similarly, your Nez chap will be a non-worrier. You'll soon note that circumstances that drive many people to frenzy will be mildly internalized by a Nez person. They are not planners and putters away for the future. They refuse to worry when you do, and they keep themselves unmucked up by the accompanying anxiety that goes with worry. You can't drive him or her crazy with worry. They don't know how to do it. Almost as if it is just not a part of their makeup. Not necessarily calm at all moments, but just unwilling to spend any present moments disasterizing about things in the future over which they have no control. They are very present moment oriented, and they have an internal signal that seems to remind them that all worrying must take place now in the present moment, and that it is a foolish way to go about living one's current life. With no present moments ever available for awfulizing, they just never seem to get around to the business of worry that so occupies most lives. Your Nez person is able to live now rather than in the past or the future. They are unthreatened, unknown, and they seek out experiences that are new, untried, and unfamiliar to them. They love ambiguous things rather than being upset by them. They love the now in virtually all settings, being aware that this is all that they have. They don't plan for a future event and let long periods of inactivity elapse as they await a payoff. The moments between events are just as livable as those taken up by the events themselves, and they have that uncanny ability to get every pleasure out of their daily lives. They are not postponers saving for a rainy day, and while their culture admonishes such behavior, they are unthreatened by reproachment. They gather in their happiness now, and when a future now arrives, they gather in that one as well. Strange, but this Nez individual is always enjoying simply because they see the folly of waiting to enjoy. This is not some special credo that they've adopted. It is the natural way of living, very much like that of any child or all animals. Grabbing heavy doses of present moment fulfillment, while most normals spend their lives waiting for their payoffs and never being able to seize them. These people are strikingly independent people. They are out of the nest. And while they have a strong love and devotion for family, they see independence as far superior to dependence in all relationships. They treasure their own freedom from expectations. Their relationships are built upon respect for the right of an individual to make any decision for themselves. Their love means no imposition of values on the loved ones. They put a high premium on their own privacy, and this view often leaves normals feeling snubbed or rejected. They like to be alone at times, and they will go to great lengths to ensure that such privacy is protected. You will not find Nez people in numerous love relationships. They are selective about their love, and those they love are few in number, but they're also very deeply and sensitively loving. It is difficult for normal people to love a Nez person because they are adamant about their freedom from dependency. If someone needs them, they reject such a need as hurtful to the other as well as to themselves. They want those they love to be independent, to make their own choices, and to live their lives for themselves, getting all that they are capable of achieving in the way of fulfillment. While they enjoy and want others to be with them, they want even more for them to make it without any crutches or leaning. Thus, the moment you start leaning on a Nez person, you'll find them disappearing, first emotionally and then physically as well. They inwardly refuse to be dependent or dependent upon in a mature relationship. With children, they provide a model of a caring person, but they encourage self-reliance almost from the very beginning, with a great amount of love offered at every turn. You will find an uncommon absence of approval-seeking in your Nez for much approval and applause from others. They do not seek others as most normals do. They are unusually free from opinions of others, almost unwavering about whether someone else likes what they're said or done. They do not attempt to shock others or to gain approval by giving a damn about it on the surface. These are people who are so internally organized that they are concerned about the opinions of others in terms of evaluating their own behaviors. They are not oblivious to applause and approval. They just don't seem to need it. They can be almost blunt in their honesty, since they do not couch their messages in carefully worded phrases designed to please the recipient. Instead, they simply live. And they think, that's exactly what you'll hear. Conversely, when you give them feedback about themselves, they will not be destroyed or otherwise immobilized if you disliked it. They will take the data you provide, filter it through their own think tank, and use it for their own self-growth. No needs to be loved by everyone. No inordinate wish to be approved by all for everything that they do. They recognize that they will always incur disapproval, and they are not unusual in that they are able to function as they, rather than some external other dictates. As you watch your Nez character, you will note someone who is not perfectly enculturated. You are not looking at a rebel, but instead a person who makes choices that are sensible, even if they conflict with what everybody else does. You'll see someone who can ignore petty rules if they make no sense, and someone who quietly shrugs at the petty conventions that are such an important part of so many lives. You will not see a cocktail partier, nor a person engaging in small talk because it's the polite thing to do. This Nez individual is truly his or her own person. And while they see the culture as an important part of their own lives, they refuse to be ruled by it or to become a slave to it, not rebelliously attacking, but rather knowing internally when to ignore or shrug and simply function in a most astonishingly clear-headed and sensible way. Non-erroneous zone folks know how to laugh and how to create laughter. They find humor in virtually all situations, and they can laugh at the most absurd as well as the most solemn of occasions. They are laughers. They love to help others to laugh, and they are facile at creating humor. These are not serious, ponderous folks who plow through life with a stony grimness about their face. Instead, they are doers who are often scorned by normals as being frivolous at the wrong time. They do not have good timing, for they know in their own souls that there is really no such thing as the right thing at the right place. They love the incongruous, yet they are unhostile in their humor, Never, but never using ridicule as their means of creating laughter. They don't laugh at people, they laugh with them. They laugh at life, and they see the whole thing as fun, even though they are often very deliberate in their own pursuits. But when they step back and look at life and know they aren't going any place in particular, and they are able to enjoy and create an atmosphere wherein others can more readily choose joy for themselves, they are fun to have around. Invite them the next time, if you can find them. These are people who accept themselves without complaint. They know that they are human beings, and that being so involves certain kinds of very human things. They know that they look a certain way, and they accept it. If tall, that's okay, and so is short. Bald is fine, and so is lots of hair. They can live with sweat. They are not phony about their physical humanity. They've accepted themselves, and therefore they are the most natural of people. No hiding behind artificialities, no apologizing for what they are. They don't know how to be offended by anything that is human. If they wake up with their nose in an armpit, they aren't offended. They like themselves and they accept where they are. Similarly, they accept all of nature for what it is, rather than wishing it were otherwise. They never complain about things that won't change, such as heat waves, rainstorms, the water being cold, and the like. They accept themselves and the world as it is. No pretenses, no groaning, simply acceptance. Follow them around for years and you'll never hear self-depreciation or wishing. You'll see doers do. You'll see them observing the world the way it is, analogous to a child who accepts the natural world and simply gets in there and enjoys it for all it's worth.